Because this is exactly what the ICANN week does. Everything changes, and then you just have to kind of go with the flow, so it's all good. The other great experience you're getting right now is the chill. I mean, I was sitting over there, and if anyone was looking at me, this is about what you saw. Yeah. Don't mind my hair and makeup. I'll check that later. It's just so cold in these rooms. So if you didn't bring a sweatshirt, the Toronto economy will appreciate your going out and purchasing a coat or a sweatshirt of your choice, I'm sure, with Toronto and maple leaves all over it. But this will be your week. It will be cold. And you'll be sitting in these rooms and trying to engage, and instead you're shaking and chattering. So just be prepared and come early and find a seat that doesn't have an air duct right over it. I hate sitting down, and I guess I'm going to have to sit down now. So you'll see my head. I'll see you. My name is Janice Dumoulin, for those who haven't met me yet. And I've been with ICANN for about 5.5 years. It'll be 6 in January, so actually it's creeping ever closer, just like a birthday you don't want to celebrate. The ICANN community basically sucked me in. You sort of get addicted to it once you get going. And I think you're going to start to experience that when you get partway through this week. The energy just grabs you. But what was difficult about my entry into ICANN was the entry into ICANN. The welcome mat wasn't exactly sitting out there at the doorstep bringing me inside. So the main point of this newcomer track, as Phyllis said earlier, is to make sure that none of you as a newcomer ever feel the way that she and I did when we first came to an ICANN meeting. We're here to make sure that you feel warm and welcome. We're here to make sure that you come and you get the learning and the networking and the information that you drove or flew or came by rail to see and experience. So now that you've arrived here, what do you do? We're going to talk about a couple things. One is you're not alone. And we don't want you to feel that way. The newcomer lounge is the first and foremost way for you to not to feel alone. Information gathering, we're going to talk about where and how. Going to go over the various sessions for the week. And then we're going to talk about a little bit of fun. Those that get to know me in the hallways and through the fellowship program that I manage know that I'm looking for fun around every corner. This is serious work that we're doing here at ICANN. This is serious work that the community has taken on as volunteers. Aside from their already busy day jobs, they make sure that they are awake at 2, 3, 4, 5 in the morning because we're a global company. And so it is serious business. It's about people's livelihood. It's about your children's future. It's about the future of developing countries. So we are talking about serious policy building and serious interactions with governments and countries and individual users like all of us. But at the same time, if you take an entire week of 100 sessions and you don't take time out to get your body loose, to get your mind disengaged, to think about something other than IPv6, IDN variants, new GTLDs, who is, who's what, who's on first, you will just burn out. And that is not what we want at the end of an ICANN week. For myself, I've learned how to gain energy during the ICANN week. You just keep building on your building blocks, on your base. You keep building on your network of people that you've been meeting and putting your hand out and saying, you don't know me and I don't know you, but I see that you are part of the business constituency and I'm interested. I see that you're part of the at large and I am very interested. So we want you to continue to gain momentum, to gain energy, to gain enthusiasm. So burning out is not an option. So having a little fun in between all the work is really where I want to see everyone to go. This is just one of my favorite animals from Costa Rica, so I had to include him in my slide set. The one thing that does happen is you register and you go out into the hallway and maybe get a cup of coffee or tea because you're so cold. But then you look around and you don't see any of the green ribbons, or you don't see a face that you know, and you think, am I the only one? Well, you aren't. Every face you're looking at in this room now is a familiar face. So every face that you are with in this room is in the same boat as you. And for the 350 other newcomers that didn't come into this room, they are in the same place that you are. And each one of us on the ICANN staff and in the ICANN community, all of us started in the seat that you're sitting in now. So you aren't alone. You are not the only one. I tell everyone, and I told my fellows this morning, this is the time. Take a breath. Roll the shoulders down. And that's what you have to remind yourself all week when it gets frantic and hectic. Take a breath. This is not rocket science. And no one expects you to be everywhere and taking every note and listening to every word and understanding exactly what that last acronym was. Take a breath. Give yourself a break. Okay? It's the first time. Even if you came in 2003 or 2005, when you come back after a long period, it's still the first time. You're learning so much and we've changed so much. Give yourself a break. Open the door. In San Juan, in my first meeting in 2007, I opened the doors and shut them, and I kid you not, I felt like 100 burning eyes were upon me saying, what are you doing? And I'd shut the door, I'd walk back out, stand in the hall, look at the schedule on the monitor and think, where could I go that I might belong? The doors are not closed, the doors are open, and they need you to open them and walk in and sit down. The popular sessions, the engaged sessions, the interactive sessions, the important sessions may be overflowed. You, like everyone else, just hustle your shoulder to shoulder to shoulder and get yourself in there. If it's that important that the room is full, it's probably that important that you shoulder to shoulder to shoulder and get yourself in there. There is no room that's ever too full. The doors are open. When Rob talked about the color-coded schedule, he was also alluding to the fact that there are some closed sessions. That doesn't mean we don't want the newcomers to learn. It just means that that particular community group needs a little bit of time to discuss an issue amongst themselves, and the doors will reopen. But if it's a closed session, it's not closed to keep you out. It's closed to keep them in. Okay? And please, keep asking questions. You can ask the question in the Adobe Connect room that you go into when you're sitting in a room. And Liz will be talking about that later, the tools for engagement, whether you're here or away. But if you're not yet ready to step up to the microphone, ask it. But step up to the microphone. Somebody else was in your same shoes 2 meetings ago, 4 meetings ago, 30 meetings ago. And they had to step up to the microphone to ask the same question. So do that. So how do you get started? Well, one of the ways, some of you have already done that, when you've gone to register in the Metro West, you stopped in at the newcomer lounge. That is not one stop. That is multiple stops all week. As many times as you need to go there and ask information, go there. It's your home away from home. We have folks there that are staffed from the fellowship program who have been through this before. We have Marilyn Vernon, who has in the past been a member of the ICANN staff and is an extended member of the ICANN staff, who worked with the policy team, who has worked with the newcomer lounge. She is brimming with intelligence and information and laughter. That's what I love about Marilyn. She's got the laugh. So go there as many times as you need to. All right? The meeting guide, it is your guide for the week. There may be some changes, but there shouldn't be any major changes. Because we are working with remote participants, we need to make sure that our schedule and the Adobe Connect rooms match up so that they don't feel lost at home in Mongolia or Peru or Russia. We need to make sure that they can keep up. So it should remain mostly the same. There is a beginner's guide to participating in ICANN that our communications staff, Lynn Lipinski, who's in the back of the room, love to give her some credit here, has created with Liz to make sure that everyone, as a beginner, has some information to carry with them. If you don't have that guide, you get it at registration. The map of the venue, because trust me, as staff and community, no matter how practiced we are at the ICANN culture, we come to a new conference room just like a conference space, just like you do. So we have to get ourselves oriented. So go to this on the ICANN Toronto meeting website. You can go right to this map of the venue, and there's several around, and there's also maps that you can carry from registration. There's also the schedule of the remote schedule that is listed that will keep you appraised of the Adobe Connect rooms that you can come into. So now you're really ready for the week. You've registered, you've checked in at the lounge, you've looked around, and now familiar faces are abounding. So we need you to set an agenda. So use that guide, use the people you've networked with and met for some assistance. If you're open about your interest, they'll be open about sharing the sessions that are good for you. So set yourself an agenda for the week so you don't feel like you're driving in circles. You don't feel like you're standing not sure where to go. But be open to change because you may taste something in a session. You may be sitting in there and thinking, this isn't what I thought it was going to be. The title is not giving me what I, you know, what I thought I was going to sit in on. Be open to change. It's okay. And leaving a room is okay. You're not rude. People come and go continually. People are watching their computer screen instead of watching the presenter. If anyone's doing that, stop. I'm important. Watch me. You don't know what you might miss. So feel free. If you need to leave the room because it's not your gig, leave the room. Be ready to be changed, to be open to change and go find something else. But do not go out shopping and do not, well, it's raining, you won't. Do not just wander the halls or just, you know, sit. Go to the lounge. Ask them for help. Ask the next person for help. There's so much to see here. There's so much to learn. One of the things I also like to remind everyone is to pace yourself. I'm sure you've made commitments back home to employers, to universities, to your different chapters that you belong to, an internet society, etc. I'm sure you've made commitments of what you'll bring back. The information itself will be on the website forever. The PDFs, the presentations, the transcripts will show up there. They will be translated. All that will be there, but it is your personal experience that they want to hear about. It is what your impressions are, what you got out of it, and the energy that you bring back. That's it, the passion and the energy that you bring back. That's going to get us more people participating. That's going to get you someone from your university or your employer to say, I'll support your next trip. This is cool, and we need to be a part of it. So all the written information, that'll be there forever, but it's you. It's what you'll get out of this. Pace yourself so you don't burn out. Pace how much you can take in and engage in where you are at the moment. When my fellows come into the fellowship morning meetings, the first thing I make them do is turn their computer off, shut it down. Ears open, eyes up. You want to know the face of the person who's talking. You want to know where you're going to be able to find them next. Right? And you want to be engaged to ask good questions while you have the opportunity in the room. Okay? The acronym helper is on the front page of ICANN.org. All you have to do is type in the acronym. It will tell you exactly what it is. You're never at a loss. Okay? So always go to the acronym helper if you're confused in a meeting, or ask the person next to you, or ask in Adobe Connect. So quickly on the week, the rest of the newcomer tracks come today. This is the room to be in. We know you need to take quick breaks now and then, but this is the room to be in. On Monday, there is every ICANN meeting, there is a DNS women's breakfast, and it's open. There may be some chance of some seating issues at last minute with more people coming. For the gentlemen, you are more than welcome to start your own men's breakfast for DNS. Someone take the initiative. But the women did this, and so they get the breakfast. But it's a great way to network and engage. Fellowship programs are Monday through Thursday in Frontenac. We begin at 7. It's early. And end at 9. We have almost every community chair from each of the SOs and ACs who are going to be in there speaking about their constituency or their stakeholder group, their supporting organization, their advisory committee. You are welcome to join us. The doors are open. We have coffee, tea. You're welcome to join us to come and learn a little bit more in a more intimate setting about the SOs and ACs and the stakeholder groups. DNSSEC for Beginners, a great opportunity to have a fun presentation about DNSSEC. And that happens on Monday afternoon. But the welcome ceremony is skipped over. It's the first opportunity for Fadi Shihadi, our new CEO and president, to speak to the community. And he'll be laying out his vision for ICANN over the next 3 years. Very important to be at. Constituency Day is probably the toughest day for newcomers because the constituencies are having their opportunity to be face-to-face themselves. It's only 3 times a year that they can get together that way. Otherwise, it's webinars and conference calls. So you may be a little bit feeling a bit disengaged, but understand that. Understand they have an agenda. They're going through it. It's a follow-up agenda from previous discussions. But still, take the time to maybe sit by a member and then get a little bit more information. On Wednesday, the community outreach working session, an open session for the community to talk to the staff about outreach. How do we do a better job of getting more global engagement and participation? Your voice counts in this meeting. It's an open mic forum, so please do. The finance update seems like, oh my gosh, really? A finance update. I have enough trouble with my checkbook. This is very important for the ICANN community. When we determine that we have $74 million to spend in a year, and there are certain obligations in that spending to keep the machine of ICANN running, of facility costs, et cetera, but the rest is programs and projects that are dedicated to the things that you as a community think are important. And if you don't put your voice in to how the money's spent, you can't complain later that the work wasn't done that your region or your country or your government needed. IPv6 and GAC discussions as well. On Thursday, the Public Participation Committee session, again, engaging the community in the important aspects of what's going on in how we run our meetings, where we have our meetings, content, public forum, public comment. ICANN and the Internet governance landscape, how do we dance with the Internet community? Very important for ICANN. We are not the only kids on the street. So how do we engage with the other members of the Internet community and Internet governance? Very cool session. The Security and Stability Advisory Committee Public Open Forum, this is very new that ESSAC is having this public forum. So if you're interested in the security and the stability of the Internet that we all have a piece of, that's a great session. Public forum, not to be missed. It is a show unto itself. How many places can you go where the board will sit in front of you and you can come up to the microphone and ask them or staff any question that you need to ask them? It doesn't happen. Okay? So the public forum to come up and address the community or the staff or the board on specific topics that are predetermined, maybe new GTLDs, maybe ID invariants, very important. Here's the fun part. I promised you I'd get there. So Monday, there is an at-large event to celebrate the North American Regional at-large organization. Tuesday is music night. It's that night you drop it. You just jump on the stage, grab the microphone, little karaoke, little dance, little fun. It's a great way to network and meet people. There is work done there, but mostly it's just to let it out a little bit for fun. Wednesday, the gala at the CN Tower. Thursday, there's a wrap-up cocktails sponsored by the CEO and president and the chairman of the board. And always, always, always in the hallways, in the lobbies, in the restaurants, networking, networking, networking. If someone's busy, if they're on their way to somewhere, if it's a staff member, community member, they'll tell you, hey, I got to go. I'm supposed to be on stage. But they'll tell you how to reengage later. But always take the opportunity to network. And then we can always tell you to find all the information that you need on the ICANN web pages. And that's all from me.
Thank you, Janice. Any questions? Aww. That's good.
We're here all week.